Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4, and after 4 o'clock, you go to the iHeart app and get the John and Ken on demand podcast. John and Ken on demand, and it has the whole show on it. And anything you missed, you can quickly listen to and enjoy at any time.
All right. Well, this is the hour on Friday. That's right, 3 o'clock, where we play the Moist Line calls. It'll be coming up in about 15 minutes, two rounds, another round at the end of the show. And then in between, we will throw a hack into the dumpster, one of the big stories of the week. The other big story of the week locally, of course, was the bus of migrants that arrived in downtown Los Angeles a couple of days ago. And woo, we're on the edge of our seat to see if arrests will be made. This time it centers on the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, because that's apparently where this was all put together. For the latest on this story from the California perspective, let's go to Alex Stone, ABC News.
Get ready for bad boys, which as they go running in, making arrests, putting the handcuffs on Abbott and on DeSantis, right? I mean, that's the...
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Did I read, Alex, that DeSantis is coming to California soon? Or
Monday, I believe.
He is coming Monday.
Yeah.
So well, if they were to bring coming to Sacramento. That's perfect. Then yeah, Newsom can run out there with the cuffs.
Yeah. He's really saying, you're going to do it? Charge me. Yeah. Put on the handcuffs. He doesn't seem too scared about it. But the back and forth, the political back and forth, highly unlikely that they're going to put out a warrant and then
you think?
Criminal charges. But you know what? It's the rhetoric is out there. So
are they going to convene a grand jury?
Well, I mean, they could if they wanted to, but unlikely. But yeah, this is, you remember the Florida, the plane situation with the two planes that they went to Sacramento and then. Rob Bonta said, well, it could be kidnapping. It could be conspiracy. Depends on there were claims that the migrants were promised that there was work on the other end waiting for them and that they were just dropped off at a church. And Florida said, no, not true, that they didn't promise them anything. So that investigation is ongoing. In fact, this week, Bonta sent, it shows you how cooperative Florida is with California, that California had to send a public records request, just like we would do in the media as a reporter. Trying to get raw video that Florida put out. They put out an edited video of the migrants being moved. That California wants the raw. They want documents. So that is ongoing. But now you've got this bus that arrived downtown. And so there are calls now to look at this criminally from Governor. The bus came from Governor Greg Abbott. He admits that. He was the one who announced it and said, yeah, I sent a bus. Yeah, I paid for it. Sent it to L.A. Congressman Jimmy Gomez, his district is downtown L.A. in the area where the bus pulled in. he wants an investigation, a full probe into how they got there.
The question is, who's paying, number one, for these buses? Number two, if they're doing it at the direction of the state of Texas, Governor Abbott. And number three, what did they tell these migrants?
He says it comes down to that, kind of like Florida. Were they promised that if they came to L.A., would they get jobs that were waiting for them? Was there shelter?
Are you aware of any complaints from the migrants?
Well, there are some groups representing the migrants.
No, the actual migrants. Is any of the migrants giving an interview to anybody?
Not from them, but these groups representing them. They claim that the toddlers on board got no food, no water. So Governor Greg Abbott, he has been responding to that and defending that the buses, saying that the migrants want to come to L.A., that it's a sanctuary city, that they know that they will get support in L.A. It's nice weather. They know there are jobs here. Do they want to come? He says to the food and water.
I'll be very clear. They had abundant water and food supplies throughout the entire trip.
That's all he'll say about the bus, other than the statement.
Is there any proof from these advocacy groups?
That they say that's what the migrants are telling them.
But what are the names of the migrants, and do they have any recordings of them saying this?
Yeah, no, we don't have any of that.
And you know what a really good question is? Ask, how likely is it that you could fill a bus with 42 people and drive them 23 hours?
Without food and water.
When you have to stop several times to gas up along the way.
You got to fuel up. You got to go to the bathroom at some point, even though there may be one on board, but you don't want that for 23 hours.
I would think that people would deplane from the bus there and run into the convenience store and grab food and water and bring it back in for the family.
Or run away screaming.
That's right. We don't have any word of that happening.
But Rob Bonta, he says they will investigate for possible criminal charges.
The legality question is an open one. We will go to wherever the facts and the law take us. The moral question is clear. This was a morally bankrupt act.
He added in at the end of that, full stop, you know, the thing that everybody's got to say now, every politician in California, period, full stop.
Full stop. So is moral bankruptcy, is that a crime that you can arrest somebody for?
Yeah, is that Chapter 13?
Yeah, well, I think what he's saying is that if it's not a crime, then they think it would be that.
Oh. But Is that a misdemeanor? Moral bankruptcy?
Well, look, you can be outraged by this, but criminal charges are absurd.
Yeah, I mean, the likelihood is not there at all. They try. I mean, they're doing an investigation. But, I mean, at this point, you've got DeSantis, who is running a presidential campaign, Newsom, who would probably like to be running a presidential campaign if Biden weren't sticking around, and then Abbott, you know, doing his thing. So you've got, on both sides, a lot of mud going back and forth, and that's all this is it's a lot of politics. It's riling people up. Could they decide to push it and go with criminal charges? Maybe, but it likely wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, how many times does Newsom get to claim, or Karen Bass get to claim, well, this is broken the law. We're going to investigate. We're going to press charges.
You know,
they keep doing this, but they don't go through with it.
They say they're investigating right now that they could. But the other claim that some in the city and then the groups are also making is that those who showed up at Union Station, that they didn't necessarily know or understand where they were coming.
Why don't they produce them for an interview? A translator is easy to get, and bring them to one of the networks, one of the major.
Let them tell their story.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, this hasn't happened. It's been weeks now of this.
The folks who arrived in Sacramento. So we'll see where it goes, but the claims are being made again that this is another criminal act, that there could be kidnapping charges. It's a lot of rhetoric. They're investigating, and we'll see.
All right.
Well, and of course, any charges yet? Any Martha's Vineyard migrants that were
brought up? No, nothing there either.
No, nothing yet.
Massachusetts hasn't filed charges? No?
No, nothing there.
All right. Alex, thank you very much.
You got it. Have a good weekend,
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. And
How many times is the media going to cover this? Like, if they send a plane a week, a bus a week, how many times are we going to hear about investigations into criminal charges and kidnap? I mean, seriously, this is.
Because they want people to shake their heads and say, oh, those morally bankrupt governors, I could never vote Republican. They're just evil and awful, using people as pawns.
But why cover this anymore? It's a fake issue. They're clearly lying.
Oh, yeah, I'm covering it for fun.
No, I know that's what we're doing for fun, but everybody else is covering it seriously.
No, of course, because it's the Attorney General of California and the governor. Whenever they speak, we have to show up, so take notes.
Any foolish, stupid stunt they come up with, we're all supposed to go, oh, yes, it's a grave danger to those migrants. This is morally bankrupt. They never run out of these hyperbolic phrases.
What did Newsom say? Hyperbole?
Yeah, it's a lot of hyperbole.
Hyperbole. Next. Oh, you're in for a treat. Moist Line, round one. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. Live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, download the iHeartRadio app to hear the John and Ken on Demand podcast, and you can listen to everything you missed. Not only tonight, but this weekend as well.
I'm reading here that Biden made a speech today in Connecticut where he told the crowd, quote, God save the Queen, joked about being 110 years old, and, oh, one of our favorites, quote, don't make me a dog-faced lying pony soldier. That one came back again. Remember he used that
one
but when he was running for president?
He ended the speech with God save the Queen. That's a British saying that politicians use.
Was he confused as to...
Was he confused?
Where he was and who...
God save the Queen.
It was something about gun control was supposedly the topic of the speech.
And that's the name of the British national anthem.
It is God Save
the Queen. And
that's what he said, right? He headed off stage to take pictures with participants after he said that.
They asked some reporters, I guess people were asking reporters online, why did he do that? Todd Gilman of the Dallas Morning News says, several of you have asked me why he might have said that. I have no idea. And others likewise have no idea.
We also got a little handsy last night with actress Eva Longoria. He was pulling her in for a hug, and it looked like he got a little too handsy. Did you see that?
I saw the story. What body parts was he?
Claiming that he's known her since she was 17 and I was 40.
The math doesn't work there.
Alluding to some kind of underage relationship or something like that.
He would have been 50.
Yeah, he kind of brushes past her breasts as he puts his arms around her.
Oh, that trick.
Looks like. you know it well. All right, let's bring out the boy slide people. You know them, you love them. They leave messages either through the iHeartRadio app, that's the microphone icon, or they call the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I get off work from 7:30 to 5. Sometimes I stay until 6. And all I see after work is this unhoused man standing there with his hands behind his back with a sign around his neck asking for money. No, no, no. This has to stop, people. Get rid of them. It's driving me insane seeing him after work every day.
Donald Trump was a bored billionaire. And when I saw him come down that escalator back in 2015, it was a joke then. It's still a joke. This is a joke to him. The whole thing. The biggest person that was surprised that night that he was president was Donald Trump, because he never thought he was going to actually win.
Soy boy Newsom, he thinks DeSantis is desperate for attention. Oh my God. How about all your ads, buddy? How about all your masquerading around California trying to pick up trash and cleaning up graffiti with a paint roller? Come on, dude. Grow up. You're the one that's parading around like a little soy boy, slick back, grease haired little whatever you are.
The only reason why Donald Trump had the secret documents in his toilet is for toilet paper. Hey, toilet paper is expensive. What the heck?
You know, giving the crack pipes and the needles to the drug addicts, we're missing somebody, the alcoholics. Why not have bars paid for by the taxpayers that you can go in and get 2, 3, 4 drinks?
That's a good point.
You know, then he can go home and drive. I think we're missing something here. The alcoholics should get together and complain about that.
Ask Gavin Newsom when he's going to start having his security guards drive him around in an electric car, like something like a Chevy Bolt.
You guys are all worried about cows and methane gas. When you have people not eating meat and living on vegetables, I have some vegetarian friends. These people, man, they whoop out more fart gas than anyone else out there. Holy cow, what are they thinking?
Hey, Deborah, Mark, I got a challenge for you. I'll go vegan the day Hunter Biden becomes president of the United States. Oh. How do you like that one?
Actually, no, yes. These people that want to get rid of cow farts and everything else, they actually want to take it a little bit further. They want to change exterminators into farmers because they also want us to eat bugs.
Deborah, Mark, and other vegans are contributing to the global warming with all their farts.
That was a great clip you guys just played where Sean Hannity practically made Newsom climax in his pants just by merely suggesting people want him to run for president.
You know, it's time for Deborah Marks to grow up and stop acting like a big baby. If she's afraid of everything here, go someplace else where all the dogs are.
Let them enshrine it in the Constitution. When it becomes law, I walk into the first $3 million vacant home I see, and it's mine. I have a right to housing.
I can't take it anymore. Now you turn on Fox, and they're giving that fool governor of ours an hour of free presidential election time.
Just heard the clip you play of Newsom with Hannity. That rotten son of a... It's not poor people who don't have homes. And it's not crazy people because they were let out of the asylums in the early 80s. It's drugs. These people are addicted to hard drugs.
Yeah, these are guys that are tricking the migrants into getting on the airplanes to go to California. Can we get them out here and maybe trick some homeless people into going to shelters? That seems like a win-win.
What makes you guys think that Trump doesn't have these documents that can prove Biden's guilt in this barista nonsense, and that's what all the looking was about? So they went through every document he had, but Trump's a little bit dumb and a little bit smart. He's got them somewhere. It'll come out.
You become more conservative as you age because you have more to conserve. When you're young and you don't have anything, it's easy to spend other people's money because you don't have anything. But as you get older and you do, you want to keep it.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
There you go. Unprecedented attacks on Deborah Marks.
Go to the place where all those dogs are.
Yeah. Just because I'm afraid of earthquakes doesn't mean that I'm going to be going somewhere. I've said numerous times there's really no place to go.
That was like her version of go to hell.
I know.
Go to the place where the dogs are.
I know. I love you.
For the record, Deborah Mark does not fart.
That's right. Never have, never will.
She does not contribute to global warming in that manner.
I have never heard a single one come out of you. Well,
that's good.
Yeah. Wow, are you hanging around waiting for it? Or you walk in there with a plate of beans and then stare at her?
Just stating the truth. It's never happened.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
And Deborah Mark, can you say the reverse?
I keep to myself.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, Ken, I know you guys, you know, were together for so many years in a very confined place. I kind of come in and out. So, you know.
We blew up the room, man. That's a place you didn't want to go.
Oh, God.
All right. When we come back, we have a hack for the dumpster. And when we do this story, we'll get to the juicy parts involved with this hack. After that, another round of those Moistline people. Deborah Mark will be on her way out, but we'll see if there's more people picking
on her way out.
Thank God.
To where the dogs are.
Bring it on. It's all
leaving
good.
For the day as well. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
From 1 till 4, after 4 o'clock, it's the podcast, John and Ken on Demand, and you could listen to what you missed.
Well, the hack that's going in the dumpster should be no surprise. It's the other big story of the week locally, besides the bus of migrants that arrived in Los Angeles. It's another city council member charged with crimes. And what do you know? It involves developments, right? Real estate developments. The person we're talking about is Current Price, who's been a long time hack in politics in L.A., and in fact, this was to be his last term on the Los Angeles City Council. It doesn't expire, though, until 2026. But he was charged by the L.A. County D.A. with a series of crimes, 10 criminal counts, including embezzlement. That was for getting the city to pay nearly $34,000 in medical premiums for a person by the name of Del Richardson. Her actual name, John, is Delba.
Delba? Go with Delba.
Oh, I'm sorry, Delbra. D-E-L-B-R-A. D-E-L-B-R-A. Yes. She owns a consulting company. And the reason he got into all this trouble, and apparently it goes back many years, is that business that her consulting company was involved with came before the city council.
What's the company? They consult real estate clients who want to bribe politicians?
That may be the case. The juicy part of all this, of course, is it looked like Price had two wives. There was a woman that he married named Lynn Suzette Green in Annandale, Virginia in 1981. At one point, they lived in a neighborhood of Inglewood and ran a print shop, according to the Times coverage from 1997. Price served on the Inglewood City Council. He tried to be mayor. One year later, the couple jointly filed for bankruptcy protection. The marriage eventually faltered. Now, they separated in May of 2002. And Price filed papers to initiate divorce proceedings in L.A. Superior Court in 2006, the same year he joined the California State Assembly. He refiled the action in 2011 after he became a state senator. Kind of interesting, the timing of this. But it looks like it never went through. And when he ran for re-election to the city council in 2017, he was now saying he's married to Del Richardson. And Del Richardson, of course, is the one that got the medical benefits. And some think that this was part of it, that he didn't want to be officially married to her because of this whole business connection. It's very weird.
It was some kind of scam. I mean, there had to have been some financial reason for not doing it. He was lying and saying that he couldn't find the first wife to serve divorce papers to her. But yes. Daniel Gus found her in 5 minutes. She has her own law firm now. So there was no difficulty locating the first wife. So right. he just seems to be a pathological liar and just makes stuff up to create a lot of fog around all his financial crimes.
It says here in July of 2022, a warrant showed up at Inglewood City Hall seeking any and all documents related to how Price and Richardson proved they were married in order to get the benefits. So,
well, you know, if this case goes to trial, then we're going to find out a really bizarre story.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I can't wait.
Guy's running around with two wives and he's giving medical benefits, city medical benefits to the second one, but he's not legally married to her because the first marriage was never officially dissolved.
Right. Right. Yep. He had never formally divorced the other woman. And of course, this turned into embarrassing headlines that somehow he has two wives. But because it sounds like he did marry Richardson eventually, although there was something in one of the El Segundo Times stories that he didn't want to give any more information because she was the victim of some identity theft.
Yeah, sure.
He didn't want to give out any personal information.
Yeah, okay. Make more stuff up. Because the reporters will then, you know, waste weeks trying to figure out if any of that's true or not.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, when the Times asked when and where he married Richardson, Price declined to provide the details, saying that his spouse was the recent victim of ID theft and had been advised not to reveal such information.
As to when
later
she
that
was,
year, the district attorney's office confirmed it was reviewing a complaint about Price and his two marriages.
That's a public record. When you get married, it's in a public database.
That's why Inglewood got served, right, for any proof of marriage.
You can find... You can go to any county courthouse in the country and find
out. Well, it says they were married in May 2018 in Idaho. That's in the criminal complaint. So,
well, if he wasn't divorced from the first wife, then he, you know, that's a crime in a lot of states.
Plus, it looks like some of the medical benefits came before 2018 involved in the charges against him.
He was probably filling out the medical
form. Yeah, between 2013 and 2017.
Sure, because when you fill out insurance forms, you don't provide proof of your marriage. You don't provide a marriage license or any kind of records. Everyone takes you at your word until it leaks out in another way, and then you can be sued for fraud.
And, of course, the main case really is that he was voting on matters that involved his wife's business, and he wasn't disclosing any of this. And
they were selling city properties, okay, taxpayer-owned properties, to these developers at a huge discount, like a 60% discount.
Yes.
So the developers were getting, like, on a $1 million building, a guy bought it for $400,000 or so and then gave $50,000 to Kern Price's wife. So it's not just that he was voting. It's that this developer was getting a massive deal on taxpayer-owned property. And the cover story was, we were building affordable housing. Yeah, sure. Because all...
Now we've warned everybody about the industrial complex around housing and the homeless, huh?
Yeah.
This is what happens. People line up for a cut.
And this is what... Kern Price is a crook.
Well, here is Price babbling, and let's get the dumpster folks in here, the mob members, to help
us. Come
on,
let's take care of this guy.
No matter how the condition of homelessness has come into someone's life, falling on hard times, coping with trauma, mental issues, substance abuse issues.
I want to call
falling on hard times.
It's multifaceted.
No, it's not. They're drug addicts.
A safe place for
they're drug addicts.
Right,
their drugs make them crazy. Come on, let's
lift this guy up.
He's a thief. A robber. A criminal. A crook. Pick him up. Yeah. Where's Deborah? And there was no spit from Deborah.
Oh, we have a substitute, Tony, so maybe he doesn't have the...
She improvised one.
Oh, she did that live?
No. First one was live. The second one was recorded.
Wow. Well, she may not fart, but she can sure do spittle. That is the fourth Los Angeles City Council member to go down in just, what, the last several years, right? Jose Huizar, Margaret Lee Thomas, Mitch Englander, and now Kern Price.
Fourth one for corruption and bribes.
One by one, we're taking,
who's next?
We're taking them out of government.
There's got to be a fifth one in there.
Well, remember Daniel Gus did drop a name the other day. I guess it was Herb Wesson he was throwing out there. As maybe there's some things going on there, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, when we return, the Moist Line, round two, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Multi-talented. Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, oof. The Denver Nuggets had their victory parade yesterday. It looks like the MVP of the team, Nikola Jokic, his wife was hit with a beer can.
Oh, full beer can?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but she apparently held her jaw for a moment after it bounced off of her on the, parade float. The rowdy sports crowd. All right, let's wrap it up with the Moist Line. Round two, leave your messages through the iHeartRadio app, or you call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
John, I'm all for the cause on getting the homeless off the street. But when you call them out for the drug addictions, can you get it right? You don't snort crack, you smoke it. And most people smoke meth because when you snort it, it burns.
I don't give two about people who die from drug overdoses. I'll never die of a drug overdose. I don't take illegal drugs. I don't take opioids with fentanyl laced in them. Stop taking the drugs, you'll stop dying. Lessen the population on the face of the planet.
Yeah, I guess I hear on the radio how they're still going to have that Sisters of Perpetual something at Dodger Stadium. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Let's see these sisters mock Islam. Let's see these sisters put on hijab. Let's see them mock Muhammad.
So this Scott Wiener legislation about gender affirmation and the custody battles, it's gonna turn ugly. Look how parents are already using their kids against one another in a custody battle and how dirty that gets. You're gonna have parents that are trying to implant those things in the head of the kid so they can get sole custody just to beat the other parent out. And it's gonna just screw these kids up even more. It's just a disaster waiting to happen.
This is a disgrace what they've done to President Trump. This is outrageous. Biden with papers in his garage behind his Corvette, plus documents in different locations, and you're going after Trump? This is a hit job again.
Yeah, all this controversy about migrants being transported to other areas of the country. I wonder if, from the migrants' point of view, this will increase or decrease the possibility that they're going to migrate here, knowing that they may be forced to go to a sanctuary city where they're going to be welcomed.
So Newsom declares California a sanctuary state. Then he runs ads in red states saying red state bad, blue state good. So governors in red states send migrants to California, blue state good, and Newsom says that's bad. How could that be bad?
I'm with John. I'm out here in Oklahoma, and mostly electric stoves. The food sucks. It's like eating the cardboard box and leaving the pizza back. And they say, oh, well, you're going to die sooner. We're all going to die. Simple as that. So might as well let me enjoy my food.
Okay, so this killing all the cows is such bull. You know, what about back in the day in the prehistoric times when you had Brontosaurus walking around? Look at the size of that thing. Can you imagine him ripping one? Jesus Christ. And the buffalo. How many tens of millions of buffalo were there that they keep bagging up back in the day? Millions and millions and millions. Imagine all the farting that those things did. For crying out loud. I guess when we killed all the herd, we were doing the environment a favor. I don't know. This is such bull. You can't fix stupid.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Dinosaur farts.
That's right.
Should have destroyed the planet billions of years ago, right?
Yeah, I know. And yes, we did used to have millions of buffalo.
Oh, yeah, they roamed the earth everywhere,
yeah.
Right?
And because they made this up. They made this up, this idea that cows are causing climate change. They made it up. Oh, yeah,
all right, here's the Moist Line, 1-877-MOIST-86.
And Conway's here.
All right, we've got Alex Michelson coming on tonight, plus Billy Ray to talk about the strike. And the founder of an interesting guy, his name is Rodney Smith, and he has this thing called Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Service, and you have to commit to cutting 50 lawns of strangers, and then he comes out and visits you and gives you a big award and everything. It's a way to get kids off their ass and working, and he's it's gone gangbusters. It's been featured on all these stations. Yeah,
if some guy tried to force me to mow 50 lawns. Like, get out of here, you weirdo.
Well, it's not forcing you. I mean, they're sort of asking you. And then tonight is the big Dodger game with the Sisters of Perpetual...
Pride Night,
Insultations, or what is it?
Perpetual Indulgence.
Indulgence, that's what it is, yeah.
All right.
Ding dong.
All right. Ding dong.
Ding dong night.
All right.
Here we go.
Conway's next. Crozier's the news.
Coming on.
Ding dong. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.